America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
All right, Marion, Delaware's thinking of taking on a stucco project. How can we help you with the job?
I've got some stucco problems, and I don't know whether it's good to have it done now or to wait until the spring.
Well, what's going on with the stucco?
Well, it's starting to peel off. It's kind of in places down, like they were in back of bushes that I trimmed down. Mm-hmm. And it's come away from the cinder block.
Okay. Well, you know, in the wintertime, when you get a lot of moisture that gets behind the stucco and it freezes and sort of peels away or expands and chips off, that's when you're going to get the most damage. So you might want to wait until the spring or the summer or the early fall to do a project like that, because you're going to get the best adhesion. You'll have better, warmer, drier temperatures for application. Now, the repair is going to depend on how big of a damaged area you have. If it's just some small areas that need to be patched, you're probably going to use an epoxy patching compound. If it's a larger area, really big space, then you're going to probably use more of a stucco product and not a patching compound, and basically replace what's there.
Okay.
It's really a job for someone that's very handy or a professional.
Oh, I already have someone in mind.
All right. Well, then I think maybe you want to put that project off to the spring, and it'll look great all summer long.